Hein? Hein? Ah, that's Jane's Addiction, and a single from about a decade ago. I think that's Classic Girl here on the Bogus Man Experience on UK. He's here. He's back. We never see the Gritters, do we, anymore? You see the Gritters in April, don't you? You know, when the temperatures got up to about 16 or 17 degrees C. And then at 10:30 at night, you've got the sort of the flashing light coming through, the yellow flashing light you see on the room there, on the wall. And you know that the Gritters are out. Of course, if you're suffering from any form of epilepsy, it's a problem, isn't it, those flashing lights? But no sign of the Gritters, and this program being recorded on New Year's Eve, so no sign of the Gritters as yet. But we wait with bated breath. But you know, somehow, when they're needed, I just don't think they're going to be here. Not that it matters to me, but doesn't matter at all, does it? Who cares? Big country now. £1,200 council tax. Is that jumping there? I think that was me just getting overexcited. Doesn't matter. And we won't say it doesn't matter during the course of the next 1 hour and 20 minutes. It just gets tedious. That's from the album The Crossing. We have got one of their later CD singles from 99 here, Perfect World, where I think the Afro-Caribbean member of the group had shaved his head by that time. He'd got bored with the old long hair. But I think that was the time when Big Country started to go downhill, ever since the Afro-Caribbean man in the group dispensed with his locks. But he got them when they recorded that from 83, the album The Crossing, Harvest Home, Just As You Sow, So Shall Ye Reap. And we may even find time for another obscure Big Country track before The Bogus Man is finished today. If I can find the Republican Party Reptile 7-inch EP, there's a very good one on there. Take Me Up to the Edge of the World, There Comes a Time. So we didn't note many Big Country records being played when the tragic event happened a few weeks ago. So we were a bit annoyed about that. In fact, I would go as far as to say it made us mod. Really mod, M-O-D. Really made us mod. Anyway, we're staying north of the border because, of course, it's New Year's Eve. Well, it is here anyway, and these are the Proclaimers. When you go, will you send back a letter from America? Take a look up the rail track from Miami to Canada. Well, broke up on my way the other day. Spend the evening thinking about all the blood that flowed away. Because the ocean to the second tree.
Let me
It's the Proclaimers. It is. And a letter from America. And you'll have heard the Brown brothers there. I think it's Craig and... is it Charlie Brown? Maybe not Charlie Brown. I'll have to check. But you'll have heard them mentioning Lewis, and have a little nephew called Lewis. And he came to stay on Christmas Day. No, he didn't come to stay, did he? He was just here for the day. Oh, no, he stayed over. He doesn't really... Ah, he was here. And for those of you that know the bogus man, he... well, he's got this problem. He sort of utters profanities under his breath. And some members of the family are rather hard of hearing, and they don't pick up on this. So they might see my lips move, but they haven't sort of mastered the art of reading, as it were. So they don't know what's being said. But this little Lewis character, he's got very strong hearing. And after the bogus men had disappeared... travelling west into the setting sun on his mountain bike on Christmas Day, he thought all was well, and didn't think he'd behaved very badly at all, really. But the following day, my sister took little Lewis into the bedroom with my parents, and they sat him down, and he went, "F it, F it, F it." We're not going to actually say the word, because there's too much bad language, especially with that ghoul program. He said "F it," and there's only one person that says that really in the household, and I think you can guess who that is. And I'm told that later on in the day, he was actually heard to utter the two words "rape it, rape it." So they were underwhelmed by this, underwhelmed in the extreme. And of course I was blamed, and my sister said, "I've heard him saying it." They said, no, we've not heard that. And they said, "Well, you can't hear him, you see, but I can hear him." So of course I was blamed. I would be the only person in the house that would use that sort of language. But I don't know, you see, they leave him in front of the television for hours and hours on end watching crap. And, you know, that's not good for him either, but, you know, I think double standards. Hypocrisy, maybe. Possibly. Difficult to cue up that track. This track, in fact, from John Miles, going back to 1978, I do believe. It's the title cut from the album Zaragon. On the Bogus Man, he's here. On UK.
Crying out for helping hands.
There it was, Sarigan from John Miles. We obtained that fairly cheaply. Didn't have that classic track Music on there. I think that was from 76. That was possibly the follow-up album to the one that contained that particular song. But pretty good. Whatever happened to John Miles? And thinking about the profanities and blasphemy that I was talking about prior to that track. Of course, Mary Whitehouse has gone as well as Stuart Adamson last year. So perhaps the bogus man can take on the mantle. Perhaps he can start up, sort of revitalise the National Viewers and Listeners Council, I think it was. And we'll put an end to all this. It's just not acceptable, the falling standards. Do you think I should? I think so. And here's a record from a group you won't hear a lot on the radio, the New Fast Automatic Daffodils.
Lately, I find I rush. Can't piece together the sun in the sky, the spots on my face.
Sadly, no.
Well, we went for the full-length version on that CD single. That's New Fads, New Fast Automatic Daffodils, and Stockholm. And interesting lyrics on that one. We listened to that a few times and derived more and more satisfaction from it with each playing. So if you see that one going cheap, that one recommended. It's a Bogus Man recommendation. Stockholm from New Fast Automatic Daffodils. Eiffel Tower High from Candy Apple Grey, the 1986 album from Husker Du. And, well, the Wrinklies have really been moving forward, progressing, because we've noticed that they're now in possession of a Nokia mobile phone. This has shocked me. I think that it won't be long, they'll be on the net. I'll be surfing the net from here, perhaps in the year 2014, if we're still around. They're moving slowly, but a Nokia mobile phone and a widescreen television with all the, well, at least some of the on-digital channels. It's very worrying. I'm greatly concerned, you know. I am. It's Micro Disney now with Town to Town.
Got a peaceful feeling. I found a reason for taking nothing seriously. It's a guessing game when those waves are flaming. Sick winter for a thousand years. Me and my ex-lover will accept each other and help rebuild dead harbors. Town. She's nervous and her best friend is waiting. She's trying to pronounce my name. Talk all we may, she can't but conceal the fullness of her secret heart. It's our lives, it's nothing. Don't touch me, don't call me. We'll be right back.
Just consider the fate of the wide open space.
That's Micro Disney. I think they later became Fatima Mansions, and of course Catal Coughlan had a solo album out. Was it last year? Or may even been the year before last. The time just goes so quickly when you're getting old. And that's Town to Town. We're sitting in the dark listening to that album. It's got that bad that I just can't be bothered to replace the light bulbs anymore. So we've got, if you can imagine, a double lounge. One of the 60-watt light bulbs has gone and has been blown for many years. Maybe 6 to 8 months or so, but I just can't be bothered. I've got a spare light bulb, but it's too much effort, you see. So the part of the room where I sit with the CD player and the mixing desk is not illuminated correctly, and I've got to the stage now where I don't even bother to put the lights on anymore. So I'm sure that the housing association will be writing to me, because they occasionally send a man round during the winter months and see if the lights are on, and assume if they're not that you're not living in the hovel, as the ghoul would say. Although I don't think mine is quite as bad as his. No doubt you'll get a letter threatening you with eviction. But of course many units of electricity have been used, so I think we should be safe on that one. And poor old Grandad Wrinkly, he had occasion to visit the ghoul's hovel, and I'm not going to say too much, but he was appalled. I think about a decade ago he'd visited one of the ghoul's hovels in Wolverhampton and was underwhelmed, but he saw the hovel in the B23 area, and he said, "Well, there's all these plastic. It's difficult to tell really whether it's dirty," he said, "because there's just plastic bags everywhere." I don't think he examined the plastic bags very carefully to see what the contents might be, but he said it's difficult to tell whether his flat is clean or dirty, because it's just carpeted with plastic bags, and they get to about 3.5 feet in depth at some places, in the hovel. So I don't know, but I've not visited the ghoul's hovel for some years, but I get the impression that it's, as bad as it ever was. As the Talking Heads would have sung, same as it ever was, same as it ever was. The Dillons, I think possibly named after the famous Welsh poet of years gone by, and that's Planet Love. I think it's approaching the time when we'll have to take a short break, but we'll be back, as John England used to say, we'll be back. But for the meantime, from a couple of years ago, this is Tanya Donnelly and The Bright Light.
Stone cold, this warm bed again. Wide awake and waiting for them. I send my shadow running on ahead again.
Yeah.
Most of it, anyway, most of it's the Doves. Actually, I think they're simply called Doves. And Catch the Sun Before It's Gone. We had a little bit of a rant. I've got quite an interesting anecdote I could relate to you. This is that you'd enjoy, but I'm going to plead the Fifth Amendment, I think. I shouldn't really have told you that, but could relate something rather interesting, but I'm not sure I want to broadcast it. So we'll keep that to ourselves. But we had a little bit of a rant. This isn't the interesting anecdote. This is the boring anecdote. You'll have to use your imagination, you see. The interesting anecdote, well, maybe at a later date. I think it's not the right time. It's not the right time, really, for that one. But we were having a rummage and a ferret around in the... let me tell you, in the block of flats where I live, there's a big metal container. Where you deposit your rubbish, it says, preferably tied up in a plastic bag. Haven't yet reached the ghoul stage where, you know, there's excrement contained in the bag. But my auntie sent me a £3 WH Smith voucher for Christmas, and I left it on the collapsible coffee table. It's true, the collapsible coffee table. And I decided to have a clear out. I think this £3 voucher must have got tied up in one of the Asda bags in between the unwanted Christmas cards, although there weren't very many unwanted Christmas cards this year. It gets fewer and fewer every time with me. But it got thrown away into this metal container that I was referring to. And there's a light switch. You can press the button, and the whole of the waste area is illuminated, but it only stays on for about 30 seconds. So you can imagine all the other tenants, TENNANTS, all the other tenants had thrown their waste into this container as well. And I was determined to retrieve this £3 voucher. Because I don't really need it. I mean, I could go into WH Smith and spend... I could buy all the magazines there and all the rubbish that they've got on offer and still have plenty left over. But no, I was determined to get this £3 voucher. I was just annoyed. I was mod. I'd just gone mod. And, of course, it was pitch darkness when the 30 seconds had elapsed. And that made me even madder, and had to physically climb out of this container, which is, I would think, about 5 feet, 5 feet tall. So we had to go and get a torch. You see, the old lateral thinking there. We went back and got a torch, and climbed into the container again. But there were that many Asda bags that had been tied up and filled with rubbish, these ordinary sort of normal-sized carrier bags. And I opened one and saw some Christmas cards in there, and I thought, this is mine! And I'm going to get back that £3 voucher. And I opened it up, and I thought, yes! But it turned out it wasn't litter, rubbish, refuse, call it what you want, that had been deposited by the bogus man. It was somebody else's. I saw Superdrug, a small Superdrug bag in there, and I thought, no, I've never been in Superdrug. Nobody's bought me anything from Superdrug, and it wasn't. So we had to continue to rummage around. And in the end, we gave up. We were smelling of filth and corruption and general degradation. You'll be pleased to know that the £3 voucher was not retrieved. It's gone.
Thank you.
That could be it. Yes, it was it. 10 Seabirds from the what EP was that? Let's just check. It is important. So Sparks from the Mothership. I think that's one of the only tracks that we haven't played off that CD single. But I wouldn't swear to that. I bought a double 7-inch, which I haven't played at all. Radar Rays EP, one of the early ones from Dawn of the Replicants, but I can't be bothered to find it. I've had a brief cursory look, but, well, it's there somewhere, but I've already made a big mess in here, so we're not going to, you know, it'll turn up. There'll be another time, hopefully, you know. And of course, I must apologise. The other man isn't here in the background, or indeed in the foreground today. But I thought we'd have a bogus man on his own. It gets tedious, doesn't it, with the other man there? We get to talking about the same subjects, and no decent record. Well, they do. Decent records, of course, always get played on the Bogus Man programme. But when Mr. Johnson's here, there's so much talking. No more talking, because the musica is important. And recently I got into Fugazi, and they've got a new album out. And I think it got into the top 50 LPs of last year. But this is, I don't know whether, well, it's a 6-track, 33 and a third, so it's either a CD or a mini album, you know, whatever you want. And it's Fugazi, the title track from 1989, Margin Walker.
Yeah.
Paul Oakenfold. Paul Oakenfold in the mix. I think so. Here's the Chameleons.
Yeah.
Chameleons. Chameleons. You're a social chameleon. Where was that line from? One of the Ian Brown tracks, wasn't it? Can't remember. And Anyone Alive. By the way, did you know I'm a fully qualified social worker? Sorry, I'm getting a little bit... I'm getting a little bit manic, aren't I, like the ghoul? Let me tell you that there was a station that was occasionally broadcasting that wasn't active over Christmas and New Year period. And we'd got the equipment fixed, but the bogus man, as we all know, is loathed to part with money unnecessarily. And he wasn't really up for a £30 taxi ride. That's what it would have cost, £30. I don't think I'd have had any change out of three tenners. So we thought, well, I don't know, I might pay £20 and we can get the equipment transported to the location where it was required. But alas, it was fraught with difficulties. And I won't say who it was, but there was an individual who said, "Oh no, I can't get involved with any illegal activities. I'm a fully qualified social worker." And of course, the bogus man replied, meekly, "I fully understand." She comes in the fall from the album Life. That's In Spiral Carpets, or In Spiral Carpets, depending on how you want to pronounce it. And we're being accused. I've got the schizophrenic other man talking, whispering in my ear, saying, "You're deriving satisfaction, or indeed extracting the maximum longevity from your initial purchase." So let's have some contemporary music. And this is Preston School of Industry. Ah, yes, it is Preston School of Industry, of course, the Pavement offshoot band. And this is from their album released last year, Monkey Heart and the Horse's Leg.
Out with a crown, we were positioned.
Remember me. I am still here. That's, I think, one of my favourite records of last year, but it seemed to get lost, released, I think, towards the back end in December. Must have been, because I bought a 7-inch single. British Sea Power and Remember Me. Before that, Preston School of Industry. And put the CD away. I put the CD away. We almost had a microphone maelstrom, but people have complained about microphone maelstroms, and they are a bit passé. So we've decided to fix the microphone, and it's been behaving itself. I think it did a very, very slight microphone maelstrom that I don't think would have been audible to anybody with average to poor hearing, so... But almost time to go as well. Are we premature here? I don't know. Are we like the Chancellor and his wife's baby? We could be premature, but maybe not. Another track from Micro Disney, the LP Crooked Mile. And we had to play this one, not just because of the title. It is a pretty good track. I wonder if he's listening today. It's Micro Disney and Armadillo Man.
Man.
yes, time for the bogus man to go. Only an hour and a half this time round, but I think you'll have to agree the music was good. Not exactly a surfeit of anecdotes, but the ones that were included were of high quality, I thought. So there's Gene Loves Jezebel and Immigrant, title track from their 1985 record, and this is the current single from Mercury Rev from the album All Is Dream, Dark Is Rising. Bogus Man will hopefully be back soon. Ta-ra for now!
I dreamed of you on my farm. I dreamed of you in my arms. But dreams are always wrong. I never dreamed I'd hurt you. I never dreamed I'd lose you. In my dreams I'm always strong. And now the creek is rising, and all my bridges burned. I always dreamed of big crowds, plumes of smoke and high clouds. But dreams don't last for long. When the stars are in position, all will be revealed. But I know that until then, unless the stars surrender, all will be concealed. And now the snow is falling. Walking, and the two of us were talking.